The Rangers looking to bounce back and take one of two in New York. Martin Perez getting the start. He got plenty of support starting in the first. Joey Gallo, red hot, staying that way against Rafael Montero.
Now the pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep to right field. Back goes Bruce onto the track in front of the fence. It's gone into the upper deck in right field. The Coca-Cola corner is the landing spot for Joey Gallo's 32nd home run of the year. And the Rangers have a 3-0 first inning lead. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. And it's hit hard on the ground up the middle. Diving to his left, Rosario has it. Flips to second for the force play. No return throw by Reyes, but a nice play by the shortstop, Ahmed Rosario, showing range at shortstop that no one in a Mets uniform has shown all year. 2-2 the count. The infield moves up. Elvis dancing down the line from third, and the 2-2 hit on the ground past the mound. Up with it is Rosario, digging for the plate. Andrews, the throw, he's safe. Safe at the plate. He went in with a hit first slide, got to the outside part of the plate. If this call stands, and already Terry Collins is looking back for a possible challenge, it'll simply be Nomar Mazara on at first on the fielder's choice, and scoring from third is Andrews to make it 4-0 Rangers.
That's three times in a minute and a half that Andrews went diving ahead first into a base, second, then third, then home. And when he's on, that's exactly his game. He's that kind of caffeine kind of player. He went to the very outside of the plate. I'm telling you how he brushed it with his left pinky. That is some kind of slide. Rivera couldn't believe the call wasn't out, but Andrews' slide was perfect.
2-2 on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three, got him with a slider down and in, and that retires the side. 2-2 on the way, swung on and missed. Strike three, goes after a curve, and he has struck out for the second time today. All of this against the lefty Perez. So two up, two down, five strikeouts for Perez. Perez sets down the pitch, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Robinson, the second baseman, fields it, steps on second, throws to first, double play. Side retired. No runs a hit, and nobody left. And to the end of eight, it's the Rangers 5, the Mets 1.
The Rangers go on to win it 5-1 to split the quick two-game series. Perez, 8 innings, just 1 earned run on 3 hits. He struck out 5 and walked none. Joey Gallo was 1-for-2, including that homer. He walked 3 times and raised his average to .212 on the season. The Rangers' offense tallied 10 hits. They were helped out by 8 walks by Mets pitchers. The Mets lineup only managed 3 hits, and skipper Terry Collins spoke after the game.
You saw all the pitches behind the counts, 3-2, 3-2. It's tough. It's a tough league to pitch in when you get 3 balls on hitters. I mean, they just sit on certain pitches, and if you don't make a quality pitch, you're going to get in trouble. And, I mean, we are so fortunate that, 20 base runners, I don't know how many guys they left on, but we were a bloop and a blast away from being right in the game.
We've talked about this a bunch this year with the walks for this pitching staff. As you look at, you know, how different it's been than you've expected with the starting pitchers and the pitching staff in general, is that the number one thing that stands out to you as kind of a shocking statistic?
Yes. We have not walked people in the past. Obviously this year home runs are everywhere, so that's what's a given, but you can't put runners on base. You can't do it. I mean, hitting's a tough art, and you got to make them swing the bat. And if you're at this level, you ought to be able to throw a strike when you need to.
Dan,
I know your options are slim, but where do you go with Montero from here?
Ken, I guess we haven't decided. We haven't talked about. Game just got over, and so, as you just mentioned, and I think you're very accurate, we don't have a lot of options right now. So we'll just have to be discussed here in the next couple of days. But if we can't come up with an option, he's going to go back out.
Mike.
Terry, is he the kind of pitcher where, I mean, you sent him out despite what the numbers are, despite what he's been his last five start. Is he the kind of guy you still think of if he gets one day where he gets it? Maybe that's going to be kind of something that feeds the rest of fingers. Is it more complicated than that?
I'm sorry?
Or is it more complicated than that?
Well, when we put Rafi back in the rotation, he had back-to-back starts where you saw what he's capable of doing. He pounded the strike zone with not only fastballs, he had movement on it. Very good changeup. You know, today, I don't know about you guys, I didn't see very many changeups today. And he had a very, very good pitch for him. And, again, I know they get caught up in, you know, it's that theory where, hey, I got to get beat with my best stuff, but you got to pitch also at the same time. And we just got to go back. We've got to use our pitches. You know, we can't live with one pitch and then have to try to, you know, be so fine and try to be so perfect with location. That's too hard to do. So, I mean, we just got to continue to work at it and continue to try to get them to understand. Don't be afraid to, you know, make a quality pitch with your fastball and, you know, use your other stuff. And, you know, they're all caught up in, with not walking guys, and yet they do because I think that's on their minds.
Anthony.
Terry, when Montero's not throwing enough strikes, do you feel like he's unable to on that game, or is he unwilling to?
Great. That's a great question. And I certainly can't answer that because I don't know what he's thinking. But the perception would be because you know he can throw strikes. He's trying to make the perfect pitch instead of just trusting his stuff a little bit. He's got good enough stuff to be able to trust it and, you know, go after some guys.
Dan.
Harry, you've got more than one guy struggling in the lineup now. How much tougher does that make it for you guys to turn this around?
Yeah, it's tough. And, I mean, we've said it so many times and for a long time, you can't ride one guy to get back in it. You need your lineup produce to do what they're supposed to do and do what they're capable of doing. And we've got some guys that aren't hitting. And, you know, we always seem like we're looking to one or two guys to carry the load when it's got to be a team effort.
It was good just to see Rosario snap out of that.
Yeah, that was big for him. That was good. I thought that was a big hit for him. Get him going. I like the fact he hit it to center field. He didn't try to pull it. I thought it was certainly something that, you know, I hope he understands it's a good way to stop slumps is just cut your swing down and use the field to hit.
Tyler.
Yeah, with Rosario getting the hit, obviously it's a good sign. But how hard is that at this time of year to want to see the future but also not want to rush guys and not put them in a situation where they're not going to succeed?
Tyler, it's hard, but you know what? They've got to be challenged. You know, I truly believe this. I believe that there's a time when minor league players, when they're in a league where they've obviously shown that it's time to go, it's time to give them another challenge, and that that they need to be moved. You know, I think Amed Rosario will be a better player down the road when he realizes what it takes to deal with failure. You have to know, you have to fail to understand how to get through it. And, you know, I have been through this for a long time where guys, you know, the game was easy for them as they're coming up. And when they all of a sudden struggled at the major league level and got humbled, they didn't know how to deal with it. So this is a great learning experience for them. They look to go through a tough time and realize it's a pretty good league.
Up next, the Mets travel to Philadelphia on Thursday. Seth Lugo gets the start against Nick Pivetta.